Alberta Cross mit Ghost of Santa Fe am Montagnachmittag auf Flux FM. Heute Abend spielt Peter Eriksson Stucky, der für die dritte Alberta Cross LP eine komplett neue Band erfunden hat. Er spielt heute Abend im schönen Ramones Museum. Jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Vorteile eines Neuanfangs. Wir finden heraus, wie schwierig es war, sich von Musikern und Businesspartnern auch zu trennen. Wir sprechen über inspirierende Sessions mit New Yorker Musikern, über Lebensmittelpunkte und deren Einfluss auf die Musik und vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal Helco. Hello and welcome.
Hello, Peter. Hello.
How are you doing? Helco. I just made up a word. Helco is a combination of hello and welcome at the same time.
That's good.
It doesn't sound too bad, does it? So how are you doing today? Everything all right? Where are you coming from?
I was just out somewhere outside of town doing a college radio thing.
Oh, okay. Cool.
That's today. But other than that, I came from traveling around Europe at the moment. Been to London, Paris, and then here, and then going to Amsterdam.
Oh, okay. So yeah. You've played Paris recently? That's
Yeah, it was crazy. I just came in from there, actually.
Oh, okay.
But I got there like 5-6 days afterwards.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's crazy.
It must have been pretty scary, pretty creepy situation.
It was pretty weird, and I kind of know some of the guys in Eagles of Death Metal as well, so that was like extra weird, so yeah.
Yeah.
Madness.
Yeah. But I like the fact that you didn't cancel the rest of your tour or something. You just went.
This is the time to go, you know?
Yeah, totally right. So you're touring on your own now for a little bit after you've made up a brand new band?
Yeah, I'm doing, it's been traveling around like, you know, promoting the record a little bit.
Yeah.
Doing some solo shows, and then I'm coming back in January, February with the whole band.
Ah, that sounds good to me. And congratulations on LP number 3.
Thank you.
It's a different beast, an album that was inspired, I read, by late night sessions with various musicians from New York City.
Uh-huh.
You just took your songs, presented them to those guys and went like, yeah, these are the chords, let's just try it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a whole new approach for you, right? And you were looking at your songs from a different angle, maybe,
mm-hmm.
with different sounds in your ear, made by different musicians. You've never played with some of those guys before, right?
Right, yeah.
How did their way of playing inspire you to change bits and pieces of the LP?
I guess it was a cool thing to do because, like, I took a little bit of time off from the last record, and then I wrote all the songs at home in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we had all these, like, secret late-night jams with a bunch of musicians that I know from other bands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we kind of just meet up in bars after 10, like, it's, you know, selected, like, basement bars I don't really know about. And, you know, it's like song jams. You bring in songs and you just try them out, and it's like any kind of musician there, you know what I mean? It's like horn players, like, on top of, like, guitar players, bass player, drummers, and whatever not. Like, you have, like, kind of crazy amounts of different musicians there.
Yeah.
So that's cool. And also, like, other songwriters that, you know, really appreciate, from, like, really famous ones to unknown ones that are really good, you know?
Yeah. So isn't it a hard thing to present, like, those structured things to musicians, professional musicians, because some of those songs weren't really finished, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So wasn't that, did it take a lot of balls to just go there and be like, these are my first sketches, let's try out something? Or was it a friendly environment?
It took about like 3 glasses of red wine.
I mean, come on. If you're able to open up with alcohol, use it, motherfucker. Just use it. Well, you did not only change the band's lineup, you also broke up with your management, you found a new label to work with.
Right.
How hard or easy were those steps for you? I mean, those are big changes, right? And how does one block out all these business decisions when writing your music? Because, I mean, with your first management, you've achieved loads of things, right? So I bet it's not that easy to go like, I got something new, I got someone new, thanks for all the fish, bye-bye.
I don't know. I felt like it was a good thing to do. The last record I did was a little, it was like too much industry involvement. And mm-hmm. I feel like to do what I want to do, be a bit more purer, you know, just write stuff, but people, you know, not too much input and just like do my thing. That's kind of what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially just like at this time in my like life and career where I feel like it was time to just like do myself. I want to write everything without anyone saying much about it. And then producing myself with a friend, you know, just like, let's do that. So it was a crazy change in one way, but I felt like it was a needed one.
And you went back to a place that you've already visited in your life, right?
Mm.
Which is the place where you're producing your own music, you're writing your own music.
Exactly.
You don't ask anyone's opinion.
Yeah.
So that's been a place that you were comfortable at.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a lot of the artists I like these days from, you know, all around really, but like if it's like a Kurt Vile or War on Drugs or whoever, it's like, yeah, you know, they do it themselves. And my friend like Matt from Phosphorescence and whoever it is like, yeah, it's, I feel like I love their records a lot because it's very pure from, yeah, them, you, yeah, know, and true. It's like,
especially Kurt Vile. He has Kurt Vile is super awesome. Yeah, yeah, super awesome. And he's a freak. I interviewed him a few weeks ago.
Funny dude.
It was hard to keep his attention. He was away most of the time.
He was like on planet 18.
Yeah, but it doesn't, I mean, I don't care about that as long as he makes beautiful music.
Exactly.
Which he does. And I really think what you say is right, because part of the Kurt Vile thing and part of the new Alberta Cross thing is the fact that there's a, that the artists were producing their own records, mm-hmm, and that they might add little mistakes here and there. They might not be the perfect engineer or the perfect producer, but that's what makes the sound, right?
That's what makes it special, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not too like produced.
Yeah. So that's what you like about the having the production hat on as well, mm-hmm, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. Now let's listen to another self-produced song of your new record, Alberta Cross mit Isolation. Wir werden gleich noch ein paar Tickets verlosen für das Ramones Museum, wo er heute Abend spielen wird, der Peter. Vorher aber eben noch ein Song von der neuen Platte und wir werden uns auch gleich hier noch eine Live-Performance reinziehen, denn er hat die 12-seitige Guild-Gitarre mitgebracht. Nice Guitar, man.
Cheers, dude.
Alberta Cross mit Isolation, ein Auszug aus der dritten LP der Band, die so heißt wie die Kapelle selber, nämlich Alberta Cross. Interessant war bei der Entstehung der Platte, dass Peter Eriksson Stucky die Band im Prinzip ausgetauscht hat. Da sind ganz neue Leute mit im Studio gewesen und nicht mehr die Oldschool-Partners in Crime. Auch das Management ist ausgetauscht worden und die Plattenfirma. Was aber alles insgesamt ganz gut funktioniert hat, hat man ja gerade gehört im Stückchen Isolation, dass sich diese Neuausrichtung durchaus gelohnt hat. I told people that I think it was worth to change things up a bit and to go for a live recording. You went into this church, this ex-church.
Yep.
A church without religion in it anymore. Yeah. Recording gospel for the godless.
Yeah, it was quite a spiritual affair anyway. But yeah. It's cool. It's like this old wooden church in the middle of the woods up in like upstate New York.
Mm.
And we just went in there with a bunch of wine and recorded a lot of it live, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tried to capture like that live vibe, and then we did some overdubs in New York, like added some horns to it and stuff.
Oh yeah, right.
And other things.
Then you met up with the session musicians again that you've met at the previous sessions.
Yeah, crazy old guys.
Yeah. And then who's going to be in the band with you when you come back in February? Is it the same guys that you've recorded with, or is it yet another group of people?
I've got like a whole family of musicians at this point, you know. We're all like, there's a bunch of people playing with a lot, you know, they play with a lot of different people, but I just did a tour in America with the Heartless Bastards, and that was,
oh cool,
like a month long one, and we had this a really awesome group of people there playing with me, so I think it might be a similar thing.
Okay, cool. We're already looking forward to that, because I can imagine those songs and the full band sound to be pretty intense and pretty big.
It's really fun. I mean, we got like a horn player with us too, mm-hmm, live now, so mm-hmm, it's gonna be like, have some horns there and then some different kind of colors. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. The German director, Rainer Werner Fassbender, once said, as soon as the new movie's in the cinemas, you have to work on the next one already.
Yeah.
And you said something quite similar to that in an interview that I read. Mm-hmm. You just said that you want to keep on going. You have to, as soon as you finish the LP, you have to write for the next one, and you have to think about the sound of the next one so you can keep going and keep going and keep going. You love touring, obviously.
Yeah.
You love the life of a musician, obviously. So are you actually really thinking about new material already, working on it?
Oh, man, yeah.
Definitely. Really?
I'm far down the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Like,
but it's crazy because, you know, what I wanted, you know, if it was up to me, I would go into the studio like in, you know, February and record the next record, uh-huh, which obviously I can't do because I have to be out promoting this record for a little bit. So, but I think it's going to be much closer. Like, I think the next record is going to come out much sooner than, you know, we've done in the past. I feel like it's going to be, you know, soon enough.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. We're already looking forward to that. Yeah. So tonight's show, it's just going to be you on stage, you presenting the songs of your new record, promoting the record.
Mm-hmm.
And then
hanging
a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ramones Museum is a good place to touch people as well, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
good.
Touch their hearts and touch their bodies too.
Touch them.
Oh, man. And now I want you to play us a song.
Okay.
Right here. Let me just get the tape machine running. I mean, okay, it's cool edit only, but you know what I'm saying? hier ist jetzt also der Peter zu hören. Als Alberta Cross mit einem Stückchen von der neuen Platte. Which one are you gonna play for us?
A song called Western State.
Yes, Western State. Hier Alberta Cross live auf Flux FM. Western States. Tonight's show is for free people. Also, ich muss gar keine Tickets verlosen. Ihr könnt einfach so ins Ramones Museum kommen. Ab 19 Uhr kann man sich da treffen zum gemeinsamen Bierchen trinken und dann zum Angucken von Alberta Cross live auf der Bühne. Im Januar, Februar kommt er dann nochmal zurück, der Peter, mit der kompletten Kapelle. Und wir ziehen uns dann natürlich auch diese Show rein. Jetzt aber heute erstmal alle ins Ramones Museum. Ab 19 Uhr, der Eintritt ist frei. Zum Verlosen haben wir jetzt doch noch was, weil der Peter so nett war, uns Platten mitgebracht hat. Seine aktuelle dritte LP liegt hier vor mit schönem Bild in der Mitte von der Kirche. This is the church that you've recorded in, right? Ein schönes Bild von der Kirche, in der sie aufgenommen haben, in der Mitte. Und wer eine solche CD haben möchte, der kann mich jetzt anschreiben unter win@fluxfm.de. Der Betreff sollte Alberta Cross lauten und ihr solltet in die E-Mail eure Adresse mit reinschreiben, damit wir euch das Ding zuschicken können. Also eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff Alberta Cross und eurer Adresse und wir schicken euch die neue dritte LP zu von Peter Eriksson Stucky. Thank you for visiting, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
I hope I'll see you again soon.
Have
great fun at tonight's show and then we'll meet again in January or February when you come back with the band.
Awesome.
Thank you for visiting. Bye-bye.
Cheers.